Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, time for another edition of Big Facts. Of course, DJ Scream is here, Baby Jade is here, Big Bank is in the building, it's 2021, our feet is on the pavement. What's up, people? What's up, family? How everybody feeling?
Hey, fatigues.
Trying to stay warm. It's cold in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Y'all got your vaccines?
What?
Vaccines? It's a joke, really.
Who?
Vaccines?
Y'all is that a rhetorical vaccines? Question?
Did you get it? Did you vote?
Of course I did.
But you didn't get a vaccine?
Fuck no.
Okay.
You got a vaccine?
No, hell no. You know, I ain't got no. It's a okay, joke, then. Really. No vaccine.
When that shit come out?
It's out. You can get the plug on it. If you know the right person, the right people, you can go get your vaccine if you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's going to keep you from corona. I just think it might turn some people into zombies and shit.
What the vaccine do, though? Like, what it's supposed to prevent it or stop it? Or
protect
what?
You from the coronavirus.
But you like got to
take two. Yeah, you got
to
take two.
While at the same time destroying your immune system and causing you to have a stroke face.
It's just, we don't know what the hell. We don't know what the hell. Anyway, we ain't got no vaccine.
So they saying you're going to have to be able to, in order to fly or some shit, you're going to have that shit, right?
Now, that's something to talk about. Like, what do we do?
But they can't legally do that, can they?
Yeah.
I think we just saw with the
for
last.
For the safety of the public.
Presidency, they do what the fuck they want. They can. They've had mandatory vaccines before. Mm. In life, they have. Well, you got to take them. Or they can just make them mandatory to go to school. So what you do with your kids. Or they might make it mandatory to go to Africa.
I'm going to slide under the radar before they put that shit into effect.
You're going to take a boat.
Yeah, I know how to swim. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, big shout out to Country Wayne. We're going to be chopping it up with him today. Now, we're starting an episode talking about, you know, if there's somebody who did some flawed shit, mm-hmm. let's not go to the ultimate extreme of flawed shit that they did. But they happen to be the plug to many things, right? Can you deal with them, and to what capacity do you deal with them? So basically, if it's a lame or if it's a duck or did some bullshit, right? To what capacity do you deal with them?
Like they personally did some flaw shit to me?
Not to you, but you know that they did something like, let's say, what would you say, Kodak? Like, backstab somebody? I mean, that's a little light. Did some bullshit. Let's say they're accused of like disrespecting, violating women, violating some people, just doing some bullshit that you wouldn't do. It's not extreme fuck shit like snitching or nothing, But it's some bullshit that you.
But when you say violating women, what do you mean by that? Like a rapist or some shit?
That's extreme. That's with snitching. We know we can't deal with nobody who do that. But let's just say they sexually harassed them, which is still bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, that's rape.
Sexual harassment and rape, it's the same thing.
Yeah, we gotta leave all the sexual shit out. That's the
leave
extreme.
It all out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's extreme.
So let's just say they
maybe known for cutting throat somebody else.
Yeah.
On some cutthroat business shit.
Backstabbing. Well,
that shit come with the game.
It come with the game.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
I agree.
If you got all your shit covered, you got to be cutthroat proof, I guess. Like, that come with the game. That means you're not going to deal with nobody.
So if you get, you getting in bed with this person per se to do business, and you know they cutthroat, you know they snake, you saying that you invite just because, you know, it's business, you invite to say, I'm going to do this because this person is really the only plug to this.
Ain't even got to be the only plug. Let's do business. At the end of the day, I'm watching for the cross.
Mm.
That's with anybody, cause in it,
yeah.
Cause a motherfucker can be known for it from doing you. Just say, man, you meet a motherfucker who ain't never cutthroat nobody, he could cutthroat you. So
it could be the first time, right?
Come with this shit.
And yeah. You let your guard down because you ain't never heard nothing, and then they take your head off.
It's all the same. Like business is business, man. You got to be looking for the cross in that shit anyway.
So what if Jay tell you, or I tell you, or warn you, or say, man, you shouldn't do business with this person.
I don't know what y'all business was. Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I can't give these people a goddamn. Don't go off me.
Right.
Me personally, I can't go off of what y'all situation was.
Mm. So you gonna use your own?
It
judgment.
May be a different respect level or different whatever. Yeah. Business, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how that situation. I can't judge a situation off of somebody else's situation.
But don't we like? Just in our
now, if you well known, my bad. But if you well known, like everybody you deal with is some bullshit. No,
right.
You know what I'm right. saying? But if it's a situation out there, a couple of niggas talk down on your name. Hey man, I gotta see for myself.
Okay,
now, if
I
you're
respect
just
that.
Well known, like
yeah.
This niggas ain't he never did nothing successful with nobody.
Right.
But you done did some successful business with certain people. Then
yeah.
If we fit together, we fit.
But what if it always ends with them? You said if y'all fit together. Y'all
yeah,
fit.
We fit. If it work, it work. I can't judge you off of what somebody else say. Because somebody got something to say about everybody, even everybody in this room.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So right. How the fuck I'm going to go off of that?
Yeah.
I got to go off of. Now, if I meet you and you fit the criteria of what they've been saying, like every time I talk to you, it's me and you going back and forth, then no, I'm going to be weary of you.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I'm going to be weary of you, but I can't just say I'm going to cut you all the way out just because what another nigga say about you, another person.
Before we even have any type of dealings.
Yeah, because at the end of the day.
That's a good heart. You're going to give him a shot.
It's business.
It's business, no, for sure.
If it make business but sense, I'm saying, why would I?
Okay, it's different. If it's a difference if you say them said, bang, man, you shouldn't fuck with so-and-so-so. But I'm saying if Jade or Dave or somebody said, man, you don't need to fuck with bruh.
If one of them say I don't need to fuck with them, I already don't fuck with them.
Got you. That's what I'm getting at.
If the, you know what I'm saying? I already don't fuck with them anyway, so that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's automatic.
But if a nigga out the street in another business associate tell me that I shouldn't do business with a nigga, I can't go on your word.
Yeah.
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 Unless it's just, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that this is like, bro, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But if it's just a hearsay, that's what they say, and I can't go out there.
He might just that he or she, that person might just be a shrewd business person.
And I can't say that when he slimed you over, his heart didn't change.
You think that was the last one?
I can't say that when he fucked over you, he didn't turn to
he
goddamn
didn't, like have an awakening.
Yeah.
That was the last one. He had to get it out.
Who knows, bro?
That's what.
Yeah.
That's the case, man. You wouldn't be doing business with nobody.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, that's the proper way to look at it. What you think, Jay?
I feel the same way about, you know, you can't, unless it's like some deep shit and it's like your personal people have had a personal experience, then you can't really go off of everybody else's opinion about somebody because, like he said, you never know what transpired between them. And not that you owe anybody anything, but to a certain extent, if they're the plug on something and you guys are doing business and you've never had any dealings with them at all, you kind of sort of do owe them the benefit of the doubt until you see for yourself.
So that's business. So does that apply to everything else? Does that apply to males, females? Does it apply to the same thing? If everybody says she ain't shit or he ain't shit, then do you still got to see for yourself? Like, does that apply to that too?
In that case, a nigga wouldn't be, nobody wouldn't be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because everybody done been with somebody and everybody got something bad to say about that person.
That's real. Okay. That's good.
Real shit.
You just strike me like the person that said, I got to see for my, let me see.
Oh, no, but like, you know, like, I don't fuck with too many people anyway. Almost
like
it's an
adventure. Like, let me see what this shit is.
Yeah, I want to see because you could be lying. Then you fuck around me and this nigga gonna make $1 billion together. You were just lying.
Yeah. Now, that makes sense.
Real shit, bro, because I already do that. Like, I already fuck with the niggas, certain niggas that people be saying, that nigga don't fuck with that nigga.
So, basically,
we get money together. Yeah,
based on your experience, how has that worked for you?
Perfect. I have no problem.
Yeah, because you're handling business.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, bro, I'm watching for it, and I do you. If it comes down to you trying to do me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's an honor amongst thieves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta put that in the Bible.
How the fuck the robber's gonna rob the robber? Probably
exactly, bro. Like, come on, man. You gonna know when you can't do being
with
people.
Damn, this whole time I thought Jeezy said that.
No. Come on. Salute Project Pat for making that dope bar, man.
Nah, but real shit though, bro.
Yeah. All right, so it's not just an adventure for
you. But to each his own.
To each his
own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know everything for your life.
Yeah.
For somebody else's life. Me personally, bro, I done been through it before. A nigga was like, bro, I went fuck with a nigga. Me and any nigga make got them $200,000-$300,000 together on a play. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. We bust up good money because niggas don't fuck with niggas. That's on y'all.
You all the nigga that's fucking with him.
This ain't my best friend. We ain't friends or nothing like that, but we can get some money together.
No, that makes
sense.
The
business was straight.
That makes sense.
And then most of the time.
I think the resume is important, though, bro.
Yeah, most of the time when a nigga puts salt on a nigga name and he do get a chance to deal with certain people, he trying to extra show that I ain't on what they saying I'm on. So the business going to be good anyway.
The business going to be good anyway.
Yeah.
Facts.
Trying to make up for that bullshit.
Yeah, he knowing. Though I say you never know. A nigga could change his heart. Nigga can change his heart like this shit fucking my face. So I'm finna do being the right.
Yeah,
and you catch a nigga while he trying to do right business and get some money.
Yeah.
That is a good game.
Now
I like the resume. I run resume. What's up? What y'all know about blah 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 blah? Oh, blah blah blah. But I go get the resume from people that.
Nah, but I gotta.
Yeah, I get that. I get
you know
that
what I'm
too.
Saying?
Nah, I'm gonna do the same.
I understand that too. But like, I've been in the situation where like I've been hated on. So I get it. Like, I understand exactly what he's saying and understand, like, why those are facts. Because at the end of the day, if it was some shit where everybody was listening to other people that said shit about me or whatever, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
That's real. No, that's facts. The biggest of facts.
So.
Nah, but I get what you said, though, Scree. Like, everybody ain't saying the same thing, and it's a lie.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if three resumes come back, she ain't it.
Yeah.
She might not be it. You got a point too. She might be it for that person.
Exactly. For that situation.
You speaking like on a hoe?
It could. I'm saying that this is, we start talking about a person in business, but this applies
to people.
Relationships. Businesses are relationships. Relationships are relationships. Any of that shit.
People get a chance every day to be whatever they want to be.
True.
Every day is the first day of the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can
now
wake
this,
up.
This kind of conflicts, but hold up. This kind of conflicts the bank Bible of big facts that can you come back from being a fuck nigga?
That ain't a fuck nigga though. Because I did some bullshit business. How'd that being a fuck nigga? How?
Okay.
Hold up. Hold up, Jay. What'd you say?
No, I'm saying I'm trying to sort it out.
If I go into a business deal with somebody,
there's bad business and there's fucked up business. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, a fuck nigga, I'm finna break it down to both of y'all so y'all can understand.
Please.
What you're saying is coming back from a fuck nigga in the bank Bible, and what he's saying is he's doing business with somebody that was technically, allegedly a bad business person. What you're talking about is somebody who maliciously did bad business
and tried to sabotage some other shit. You fucking with a promoter, right? Or some shit like that, the money off, some
But you don't know the situation of that night.
That's true. That is,
you know what
true.
I'm saying? That night could have been goddamn his Lord have mercy money and everything, bro. I just don't know how to say, bro, this shit ain't do what it do.
Lord have mercy.
So a nigga gonna say that's some fucked up bitch. I done came
I
all the way.
I argue with the Lord have mercy money. I feel you.
You get what I'm saying? So how you gonna say what a nigga
no, be? I ain't argue with the Lord have mercy. I ain't gonna argue about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we ain't finna play
that
with
Lord
that.
Lord have mercy money is a different whole
it's different, different bro.
Vibe.
What can you do? What can you do,
what
Street?
Can you do? Yeah, I'm gonna respect
but
that.
But I can't call a person a fuck nigga because he have had fucked up business deals.
So what about running off?
Running off with what?
Like if a promoter run off with some money from the door or and did make the money, then pay. Or
if
in
I
the streets,
it,
if somebody completely run off and there was a certain level of trust.
Well, let's just say there's a label and a nigga signed a side artist or something like that and they run off with the side artist advance.
Some shit like that.
That's totally different, though. It's just a
fucked up
shit.
Business. That's
fuck,
what I'm saying.
That's the fuck nigga that Scream
that's
is talking about. That's not the same nigga that you talking about.
You get on the phone and somebody say, bro, I wouldn't fuck with him.
If you take from a nigga, that's different. I'm saying, but if you...
He did whoop de whoop.
If some shit was out of your control, you understand that basically is what you're saying.
Basically what I'm saying is...
Lord have mercy money.
I don't know what their situation is to make that business go south.
We don't know the whole story.
That's Amen. What I'm saying. So that's me, that's my whole shit.
We don't
with
ever
anything.
Know the whole story.
You'll never know that.
Yeah, I'll never know the whole
it's
story.
Like everybody got their own definition. Everybody got their own situation that could have happened.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You don't ever know the whole story.
Okay. We might just hear the reaction, though. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the time, sometimes you can just hear the end of what a nigga did.
Two sides of every story.
Like, just cause a nigga slapped a nigga don't mean he wrong. You don't know what? This nigga probably called me a pussy-ass nigga low. Pussy-ass nigga. And I slapped him. All you seen was I slapped this nigga. But now I'm the fuck nigga.
You said low.
You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Nobody didn't hear it but me, but I feel
right.
disrespect. I slapped this nigga.
Right.
Now his nigga some bullshit. He's slapping niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't know the circumstances
yeah.
of what this man said.
Get your ass out of here, man.
Am I right or wrong, though, Scream?
No,
you gotta know the back
in the world, it's perspective. And
but
it's,
like you say, if an artist is got his trust in a nigga, and nigga run out with a nigga back, you just a bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all been coming up
so
together.
Shit, but that's the artist, right? And this could be the most talented artist in the fucking world. What I'm saying is, should another nigga sign him?
Hell yeah. If he ran out with the bat.
If he ran off on somebody else,
the other
should
nigga
you
just
sign
needs
him?
To sign him with a tighter contract.
Yeah, you just get have your business in order.
You can that's have it. A contract. They can still run off and just
no,
be
the
on
fuck
some
you ain't.
Bullshit.
You're
yeah,
not
you can.
Finna run off on me.
A day, okay. They're not finna run off on you, but what I'm saying is if they ran off on Kodak, then do you still sign them?
Where are they gonna run to?
I don't
what
know.
What you mean?
I'm
just saying, if you're being tight, you're being tight, though.
If your business tight, you're business tight.
There's nothing that they
know.
Can do.
So if you know this nigga ran off, how is
they
you finna go
run off
get
on
in
three
the
different labels with 300 packs and then
how?
Just don't
when
rap?
When there's such
oh, yeah,
thing
then
as a season
don't take it in the streets and do some
roll.
Other dumb shit.
Yeah, nah, you gone, bro. You got it.
You don't rap, then you're not gonna live.
And still have on your chain.
You're not going to have
you know
a
saying?
Life. Fuck the chain. You're not going to have a life.
For them,
what are you talking
for
about?
Listen, if they go get 100, 100, and 100 for three different niggas,
give
right?
Me some food
for
trucks.
Them, we good for you.
Yeah, give me some food trucks. Fuck off. Fuck
okay, well, that's
we good. We good.
That's a pink casket, a black casket, and a gray casket. What are you talking
you're
about?
You taking it there. I feel you, but I'm
it
saying
it. Ain't
going
to go there. At the end of the
you,
day, we saying, what
you
saying? What you do being there, have you seen somebody else do somebody else like that?
Should you even sign the nigga that ran off on Kodak being that you know Kodak? And Kodak
yeah,
told you. You shouldn't fuck with that nigga. That's what I'm saying.
But that's kind of going, if the nigga's hot, that kind of goes, I'm
this is
you
true
know
story. This
like,
happens in real
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cross Kodak. If how cool are me and Kodak, first of all?
He called you and said, I seen that nigga in the picture with you. You better not sign that fuck nigga because he ain't it. But you listening to you like, man, this nigga got it. Do you sign him?
That shit business. Kodak can't get in there feeling about me and the man having business.
In your heart and your core, you know he ain't going to do right, probably. Because someone in your
bro, that's why I'm finna
you.
Cover so many angles for bro, this shit you finna sign, boy, going to be that puff paperwork. You ain't getting out this shit. You finna sign some shit, nigga. If you go work at Wendy's, I get some. Real shit. That's just how it go. And he should
fair
respect
enough.
That from how he did this, man.
Right, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. I learned
fuck nigga, pay you back for percentage off of every nugget, fuck nigga.
I'm gonna pay you back for what you did to the cold crush. Real shit though.
So look, man, that's good information, good game, man. I follow the resume, but I feel you.
Nah, I'm not saying I wouldn't follow. Like I said, I would be wary of you.
Right.
You're gonna have to prove them wrong through to me.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because I'm watching your ass like a hawk.
Right.
But I ain't finna goddamn pass up on a situation because of what somebody else said. That's basically what I'm saying.
I got you.
If I know you just a well-known, everybody know, like, that nigga is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way I can deal with you, even if goddamn. But if you got some type of success, ain't no such thing as you not right. You did somebody right.
Some had to happen right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you did somebody right, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
I can't say what's going on with other people, bro, because it's situations. It'd be, like I said, it'd be five sides to that shit.
Yeah. No, that's real. And I just learned something.
But like you said, now, if I call the people that I talk to every day and y'all have a story about it, then fuck no, I can't deal with you.
Right. It's going to be awkward.
But if that's what they say, I can't go with they, because they say shit about everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? I just got to say one thing. I'm sorry. You're really glowing today.
I'm on my shit, man. Yeah, red. This my color.
You really like.
Nah, we've been sitting in the house for some day, man. That shit just drug me.
Mm.
But it's all good. That's another story. We had to sit in, but I feel better.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Nah, Screen, you know what I'm talking about, bro.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. But you know how it is in the city. You make the calls about whoever just to see what's going on. And then if it just comes from certain people. Now, you're right, though.
Some of this shit be hate, though.
Some of it be hate, and then you might have fucked up a good situation not fucking with that person, or at least having a conversation or trying that shit out. I just learned something.
That's what he's saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just finna look at it and see what it is. Like, if it makes sense, bro, how would... Bro, what think about it? If everybody covered, man, you can't... You like, it makes... Shit makes sense, Green. Like,
but in being covered, though, are you getting the message from a loved one not to do some shit and still go do it? You can be covered.
When you said
love... If you're talking about the message from Kodak...
That's different.
That's hell yeah, that's different. Like, me and Kodak, we here.
Yeah.
But if this nigga finna go make me some little baby money, like... Kodak,
I got you.
I got you, bro.
I'm just saying, you are potentially setting yourself up when they do the ultimate fuck shit.
But like I said,
Kodak to call and say, I told you so.
And at the end of the day, I'm gonna have to eat that.
You never know. You gotta keep yourself relevant enough to where a nigga can't get rid of you. You gotta make yourself so much value to this person. Get what? Ain't nobody getting rid of a valuable person, man.
That's real.
Facts.
If they feel like it's valuable to their situation.
That's facts.
Right. If a nigga feel like he do better, he gonna do his own thing. That's just how it goes. And niggas gotta respect that.
Yeah.
But if you got a value to a nigga life, where you going?
Facts.
Keep yourself relevant.
That's just how I look at it.
That's with anything. Business or relationship. Anything.
Sports,
like
anything. Keep yourself relevant.
Yeah, niggas gonna ride with you to the end, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, This is how we rocking. You know,
so let's just touch on that real quick though. So, but with that ride to the end, what if it don't go that way? Like, what if the CEO of the situation or the label done fell off? What's the line of loyalty like for all the artists and producers and everything? There's like, bro, don't fell off. And it might not be no fell off because he did some bad shit. He just down.
He fell off while he was with me.
No, okay.
Or he helped me and then he fell off.
He put everybody on. He put all his money.
Oh, that's my nigga. I'm finna bring him back up.
How he fall off though if he put everybody else on?
No, he gave everybody opportunity and money. Maybe created a situation and label. Gave everybody advances, changed all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Did right, but he just down bad on his luck.
He didn't do right. He didn't do right if he got there. If he send niggas up and he ain't go up too, you ain't do right.
But he only go up if they go up because that's the artist.
But at the end of the day, bro, this, how this shit is.
Oh, you saying he set the niggas up, but everybody might not have took off.
Right.
And he ran low.
Like, he kept putting into it. Nothing was coming back.
If I'm able to, or if I'm in a position to, even if I'm not in a position to, whatever I can do to help him come back up, if he looked out for me and that's my nigga, I'm going to do that.
So you're an artist signing such and such records. The big homie or the CEO falls off. And you're
big
artist,
homie such and such falls right? off.
And then Kodak calls you for Kodak Records. Well, I got a bad for you. How do you handle that? That's what I'm saying.
Well, you got to bless my man.
I got to have a conversation with Big Dog such and such.
Yeah, bless my man. Nah, I ain't got to have no conversation with shit. Hey, this nigga fucked up. Hey, bless my boy, man. Let's get this business popping.
I got you.
Make sure this man got something woo so he can get something started and make another me.
I'm going to have a conversation.
But I'm finna go on, do what I got to do. I got to.
Right.
What type of nigga would even try to hold a nigga back from doing
that? No, but I'm saying I'm going to still give the courtesy and the respect of having the conversation like, hey, this opportunity has come my way.
But
like,
guess what? When you deal with a person it ain't even a conversation to have. Like, y'all should be on the same page anyway.
Yeah,
bro, I'm looking for somebody to goddamn make this shit go up. Goddamn, they woo. I'm going to make sure they straighten you out.
Mm. Okay.
True.
Like, you can, at the end of the day, bro, if you ain't got nothing going on, what the fuck a nigga supposed to just sit on such such records and die?
Right.
Straight up, like what?
But that person can go do business with a new record label situation and still be loyal to.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to still put you in my publishing. You'll get a couple of points here and there, whatever. Like, but at the end of the day, like, I get what he's saying about it shouldn't even be a discussion, but I'm still going to, like, initiate that because I owe that to you because you looked out for me when I wasn't able to look out.
They shouldn't just look up and you got on a new chain.
Fuck no.
Without some type of.
That's how people get beat up.
Jay, like, always want to beat somebody up.
No, I'm just saying that's how conflicts start.
Yeah.
Because there was no communication.
Yeah. You shouldn't wake up, look on the gram, and they got a new chain, new everything, and you ain't know nothing about it. You should know something about it before it happened.
Yeah, and I'm sitting over here.
But I think if a nigga done did that,
fucked up.
Now, if a nigga do that, they just fucked up. It's just fucked up. But I don't, niggas ain't doing that. And a nigga don't put they.
Who?
You, yeah. Huh?
This nigga tripping.
This nigga
tripping.
Where you been,
babe? Man, it happens every day,
B. Pew, rim.
Right.
Pew. It happens every day, B.
Nah, it is what it is, but what you expect for a nigga to do? E4 got, I just, bro.
But you can survive with morals. You
see, because niggas don't have a conversation afterwards.
Man, get your ass.
That's what it is, bro. It's like, man, come on, man. How you not going to want these people to handle their business?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how niggas fall out when they be like, nah, bro, let's ride this shit out. Ride, where that? This shit done rolled out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This shit done rolled out, bro. We finna figure something out. Well, if I got it, bro, I'm on fire now. Mm. I can't shoot a video. I can't. These folk want this shit. Mm. What else you supposed to do, bro?
Right.
Oh, the nigga broke. It's fuck. The nigga broke that broke.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
Shoot a video.
Down bad.
Oh, yeah. You got to go, bro.
You got to go handle your business, bro. Because you not handling your business, yeah. Such and such.
But they going to say he wasn't loyal.
Man, he wasn't loyal
nigga,
because they get
in
a misunderstanding. You going to get in a misunderstanding with a nigga because you don't want him to go or you want too much.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, we're going to make sure you get your money back and you're going to still be locked in, bro, whatever we got to do.
That's the right way.
And it might come over time. It might not. I can't give you no whole enchilada. Mm. It might come at a time. If a nigga just have conversations.
You can't even get a video?
Yeah, once you done fucked it up, it's fucked up. Or a nigga not even paying attention to that shit no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that changes the scenario.
Yeah.
The nigga can't get a video.
But you know, niggas will goddamn be there with niggas.
But he done shot 30 videos for you. I get that he can't do the video now, but he done gave you 30 big boy videos.
We both need to be looking for somebody else.
For somebody else.
After 30 videos.
Right.
Come on, man. Like, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, we both need to be looking for help if we done ran out of money.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Niggas with 30 videos are like at Justin Bieber status, like. This shit is getting out of control.
Yeah, 30 video screen. He put already. They put already have money.
Listen, then this final thing I say: people don't put a lot of money into this rap shit.
Oh no,
I'm
big
not talking
facts.
About hundreds million. I
big
don't people. That's I don't spend. A
and none
ticket.
Of them 30 on YouTube making like
listen
streams. Nothing.
They don't spend a ticket on their artists, whether it be bottles, jewelry, videos, flying, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. You're
and
right.
They'll say, "Scream, you don't know my artist." I'm like, "Bro, I don't know that."
Never heard of him.
So that
buddy.
Ticket, you just didn't do something right if we ain't heard of your artist. And they don't know no better. I urge people to get with somebody.
This shit different now, though. You spend a ticket on a nigga now on the internet, his ass going up or down. One of the internet or give down. Your ass a goddamn yes or no.
Yes or no. Yeah.
Like, all that spending that money in the streets, like them street promos, like, you can get tricked out of a lot of money going to the strip club,
yeah.
Throwing that money and shit, think you finna get on like that? No.
Yeah.
You can spend your 100 in the internet and see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on the major, like.
Yeah.
You put out 3 records on a nigga and got them do all that Instagram shit they be doing and the Trillers and all
TikTok
that shit. TikToks. You do all that shit and the shit don't catch. Hey, man, maybe we need to go another route with another artist because this artist ain't, we just did it.
Yeah.
It might pick up some steam. It might pick up some steam, but when you spend, the more money you spend, the more goddamn money come in.
Not always.
Shit. I'm talking about, like, I'm
saying.
If it's working.
Oh, yeah, if it's working.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
If it's working.
If
you spend money, if you spend a little bit amount of money, $20,000, and you don't see $20,000 worth of results.
Mm-hmm.
you got to put your skates on and start going backward.
Mm.
I'm just being 100 because you seeing results fast if it's it.
Not 20,
you putting it right in front of the people.
Not 20,000, but that's that's key what you said, bro. Not 20,000 in physical money, but just results. Meaning as in they went from point A to point B.
Yeah, your followers went up from 10,000 to 15,000.
Right.
Or 10,000 to 2,500. I mean, you gained 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
That still is major results because you're going up.
Something worked.
But if your followers stayed the same, and you know what I'm saying, all that shit just still stuck from when you spent the money. Nah, I'm talking about real shit. No, it's like, bro, you got to figure something else out.
Yeah, your strategy ain't
or
working.
Or come harder.
Yeah.
That's why I say, like, you can spend a little something to see what you got. That's what I advise.
Being stuck is the biggest tragedy in the music.
You can't go look at no nigga and be like, I'm going to put an M in this nigga. I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, you can't do that. You got to test that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, you give somebody like Jade or somebody got down, run this shit around to the club.
Especially
he go 10,000. He run this shit around to the club. He go got down 10,000 for the internet. He go 10,000 for this. And get that shit 90 day.
Especially if it's your first time doing it, though. Niggas be swearing they know what to do top to bottom. I know what I'm this gonna go, but
that be your money talking. I done did that shit before, too. That's a nigga money talking. Like, I don't give a fuck what it take. We finna woo woo. Mm. But you can spend all that shit in all the wrong places.
Mm. Yeah.
That's real.
Like, you can pay all these industry niggas who act like they know how to do this to get you here, to get you here, get you there. Mm. Bro, the internet is all a nigga need, and them DJs. Nigga need the DJ. Mm.
For sure.
The DJs on the internet, you gonna know what you got.
Yeah, for sure. Good game, big facts, man. Country Wayne, we about to chop it up with Country Wayne. Y'all make sure y'all check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Yep.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
You know what it is? Big Facts, DJ Scream right here. Big Bank, Baby J. We got a special guest pulled up on us for Big Facts. Country Wayne is here with us. Big Facts.
Appreciate everybody, brother.
Let's start with this chain, man. Jesus is popping.
Yeah, Jesus is popping, brother. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that one bit. Tell us a little bit about the Country Wayne journey, man. Once you rap before doing comedy? Is that
I was rapping up in Atlanta trying to pay DJs to play my music. 2014 was out here, and you know, I just seen that wave of the internet was open, so I just, when I went back home to the country to visit one time, I was like, yeah, I'm spending enough money in the A. And then we got there and jump on this comedy thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what's up. Go ahead.
So you don't curse either, right?
Yeah, I curse in real life, but I just don't curse in the comedy, you know what I mean? So everybody can listen to it, the grandmas and the kids, you feel me?
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So is that where your heart is? Is that your love? Like when you was rapping, did you love it?
I was passionate about the rap, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I realized when I came up here and I saw Young Thug take off, then I would listen to his music, and I was like, boy, they too good. You know what I'm saying? I was up here when Danny Glover and all that were jumping off.
So
I was at one of his video shoots for Stoner. And I was like, man, he had the Corvette. I'm like, but this boy ride, I'm listening to it. I'm like, I can't be the best rapper. I said, I'll be all right. At my peak, I'll probably be the ones get 20 a show, fade out later on.
Mm.
I ain't see myself being the best. You feel what I'm saying? But when that comedy came, I was like, did my rap game.
Second nature.
Because I was in the A.
Yeah.
When I came to A for a couple months, I realized, everybody know somebody. I say, man, I'm from down in between Augusta and Savannah. So I realized, I was like, hey, bro, it'd be hard to get through these walls. So I had to create my own lane.
And that wave started on Facebook?
Facebook.
You started on Facebook?
Yeah.
What made you decide to go Facebook instead of everybody else on Instagram and all this other shit? What made you say, I'm going to go to Facebook?
Because I was in the country and all them folks, everybody in the country was on it. So it was like, I knew I was going to grab all them small towns first that nobody wasn't aiming at.
Yeah.
So I was aiming at the grandmas and aunties first. I say, because you know they got the money.
Mm.
So I knew I'd get Instagram later when I feel, you know what I'm saying? But Facebook, nobody wasn't aiming at it. So I was like, man, this is an easy walk. I knew what I was about to do. I said, ain't nobody aiming at it. I'm being the lane of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, once you get some money, it don't matter.
When you create your own lane, it's like it's easy for niggas to help you because you ain't in their way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like niggas will come pull up, do skits and shit. I've been watching this shit like niggas pull up. I see you on Desi tight though.
Desi, my dog. I'm cool with all of them. Desi, yeah. DC. And,
for sure. I seen you on that shit, too.
Everybody who in that game. You know?
And with the Facebook shit, that's how you, like, promote your shows and stuff, right? Like, primarily strictly on Facebook.
Yeah, I was on Facebook. I wasn't even on the gram, really, until the pandemic. Before the pandemic, I used to come on there a little bit. But, man, Facebook always where I've been at. That's how I've been able to tour for the last few years. I just wasn't in the culture. Like, the culture knew me, but it's like they thought, oh, that just a dude. He coming up, but they
didn't know I had already
popped them aunties and everybody was coming out. Boy, selling out for the last since 2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing we read up on you is you got a little tribe, man. You got, is it 8 kids?
Nah, it's 10 kids.
It's 10?
Yeah.
Okay, updated.
Yeah, I got 10 kids. They between 2 and 15. And three boys now. I thought I had 9, but I just found out I got a 13-year-old son. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Don't you say it.
Congrats. No, congratulations. That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. Hey, it's a blessing. You know, I had them kids early, though. I had like 7 on by the time I was 22. So
shit.
Wow.
You know, I'm from the country. We ain't have no cable. Yeah, there wasn't nothing else to do.
Was that one a year or?
Like, yeah, I can't remember. It happened so fast, bro. Like my high school sweetheart, we had one when I was in high school. And then I remember graduation day, my last name Coley, her last name Cooper. And I asked her, I was like, hey, Hui, your period came on? And she was like, no. I said, you pregnant again? And she said, I think so. So that was two. Mm-hmm. She was pregnant, and then the next three girls I dealt with after that, unprotected, bro, they got pregnant. I only dealt with these girls one time. Mm. They got pregnant the first time.
So you're fertile.
Man, I'm fertile.
Super spreader.
Man, I'm telling you.
The super spreader.
But I can't whistle. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, boy.
How does that motivate you, man, knowing you got 10 other human beings that are yours that you got
to? I can't fake it. I can't play. It got me focused. I went and got that money off the rip. When I had them kids at 22, my whole 20s, I didn't play. I ain't had time to vacate. I ain't had time to do the luxury of what other people had to do. Like, even the club, man. I stood in a line at the club about two times. And it was cold outside. And I went to the club on them. I was like, hey, man, how can I throw a party here? Like, I was already on getting it because of them kids. Child support was real. My baby mamas ain't have no money. They parents ain't have no money. So it motivated me to get that paper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Ask him the question you asked earlier. See what he said.
What about the so we was painting this situation earlier, like talking about the record label shit? Yeah.
Nah.
Doing business with a person.
Okay, so can you do business with a person that basically got a lot of shit on their name? A lot of people throughout the industry say, hey, this person ain't it, you shouldn't fuck with them, whoop de whoop de whoop. Are you gonna opt to say I'm gonna listen to everybody and not fuck with them? Or are you gonna opt to say, man, what everybody else got going on with bro ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm going to see what this business is about.
Man, I'm going to kind of listen to what everybody else say. I want to, like, to a certain degree, it depends where I'm at. Like, because it's like, man, let's at least talk about this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't coming up, it's like me talking to somebody not bringing up my kids. Like me talking to a girl not bringing up my kids. That's on your name so bad, let's talk about it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But we could talk about it. I can't judge you out what other people saying. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it got to come up.
Yeah, it's a factor. But
if everybody's saying the same thing, I ain't saying this whole full truth. There's got to be some truth to what everybody's saying.
Yeah, I feel. Like, yeah, I can't take the risk with you. Yeah. You know? I don't deal with people like that. They had a bad reputation to some promoters. And in the end of that business, it proved to be true. Like,
Yeah.
I just say, man, hey, man, I don't know how me and your business going to be. That's just me personally. But I get what y'all saying, totally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're hearing it from certain people, but I don't know.
You going to give them a chance, huh?
I'm going to see. See, nah, because he put it like, if nigga in position, this ain't just no underhanded little boy ass shit. Niggas already in position, already getting paper, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. What you say, Trent?
No, they in position. Let's say you're a boxer and they Don King. Right? Everybody heard Don, man. You shouldn't fuck with Don King. You know what I'm saying?
So you wouldn't fight with Don King? $30 million, $40 million fight. You just gotta have your business set up right.
But I'm thinking I'm getting 30, but he's so sideways it ended up being half a mil.
But if you was happy with 30, hold on. But if you were happy with 30, why the fuck is you got that? If I'm happy with 30, give me 30.
Oh, I feel.
If that's my number, if my number is 100,000, I can't say what you sell the tickets for.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I should have did my research on and see how hot I am over here.
Yeah,
I ain't, man. If I say give me 30 million, and you probably got the fight sold at 100 million,
you right.
What can I say about that? That ain't me checking my business. This man came to me with the 30 ball.
It's on truth in that. It's on truth in that.
Listen, here's a situation. A record label owner signs you two, gives you the money. This happens. Gives you the money, your chains, and all that shit. Right? You finally blow up. Now there's some money coming in. So in your head, we saw this in the Tupac movie and shit. In your head, I got some money coming. This don't happen. It's all the TLC movie, all this other shit. Yeah. You think you got some money coming. When it come down to it, here go the pad. You ain't got no money coming because this what I spent.
Yeah. But
the person.
That's you not handling your business, though.
You right. But what I'm saying is,
folk actually do be spending that money.
No, for sure. But some of them be marketed up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to watch every dollar that go out your shit. Like, you got to prove every dollar.
You should be on top of your business.
Yeah.
So if you just let the motherfucker handle your business, they going to do it the way they do it.
Somebody told you that if you go do that shit, it ain't right. Then, like I said, you got to just open yourself up to, I told you so. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, them facts.
And you got to eat that if that's what it comes to.
Yeah, you got to.
As a why do niggas get mad off with another? If that's just like if we was in the streets and I was selling dime bags of weed, and I know you got a white boy that's paying $100 for that, why the fuck am I mad that you? And I want $10 for this.
Yeah. I ain't worried about what you get. Like
you got what you negotiated.
Yeah, I wanted $10 for this. But I know you got the white boys on charge, bro. They fit for you.
Yeah, you
got
to come out how you
that's
came
some,
in.
That's some house shit. Yeah. Like,
you got to come out how you came in, bro.
Like, you can't do that.
No, no, no,
just give me my 10 and get the fuck out of my face. Like, I don't even care about nothing else after you give me my 10.
Yeah, that's what you negotiated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when you said about the if you and Don King agree on a $30 million fight, but he make $100
No, no, no. That ain't how I broke it down. I'm saying he agreed. I signed some shit that said you're going to make $30 million. Now, I should have been on top of my business. Now, when it come back, it's really you're going to make $30 million if – you see what I'm saying? But he knew that. He didn't try to explain it to me.
Honestly, he ain't got to explain to you. You got lawyers. You got lawyers. This is a $30 million play. Why the hell did you believe what another
nigga
say anyway?
You're supposed to handle your business. You're supposed to handle your business.
But look at this. I ain't going to believe what no nigga talking about.
Look at this. But look at this.
You had to trick more than me. You had to trick me, Shante, Jay, my lawyer, Lil One. You had to trick a lot of motherfuckers to trick me.
I feel you got to. Hey, I understand.
So your business
saying,
ain't handled.
You got to be on your.
You trick.
Because people said a lot about, you know, Johnny Cabell in the past. But I dealt business with Johnny. Me and his business was 100.
When facts, the same shit. Yeah. Niggas say everything about Johnny. Me and Johnny got money together.
Yeah.
I was looking for Johnny when they were saying the most shit about it. I was on their line like, Johnny, let's get that money. Nigga, what are you doing? You, man, you nigga, who you, Johnny?
He actually said something.
You
my
get
buddy,
what I'm saying?
That's
their business.
So,
you know, hey,
they come from being ignorant to the game. So I probably was ignorant thinking what I was getting, not knowing, but guess what? I was satisfied with it. So I can't be mad if I come back and see, okay, John was booking your ass for $15,000 down here. Hey, man, I ain't know nothing about nothing. Hey, man, I thought I was worth $5,000. That's what I got. I'm straight.
That's what you negotiated.
I can't be mad at that, bro. I just ain't handling my business. You be mad at your damn self.
Yeah. Now that's what you don't get what you deserve.
Yeah.
You get what you negotiate.
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing that we take from that.
What's next for you though, King?
Man, really, man. You know, I'm in these movies, and really, man, that online, man, it just changed the game, especially during the pandemic. It's like, man, it's so much, the bag so big on there. It's hard to goddamn for something to really pull you.
Now, you have your own movie that you produced, right, called Holiday Heartbreak?
Yeah. I produced that. I was a producer on that. And
So tell us a little bit more about it and where people can find it and watch it.
Oh, it was a BET. It got sold to BET. And me and the company that we teamed up with to do it, we're doing more movies, like, in Atlanta.
That's hard.
So it's going to be a lot of movies shot in Atlanta. And it's by owning that content because that's really where that money at. And I just found out early in the game because that's what online is. Like, when you own them video, you get paid for the rest of your life now. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do longer videos. So it's like, man, that's what it's about. It's about only like what these guys talking about, that business. You got to have that business from the beginning. So, you know, the movies, you know, I've been touring. And I got a book coming out called Help Is On The Way. And, man, it just.
Yeah, because that's your slogan, right? That's your thing that you've been running with for like years, right?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with that and where did that come from?
So Help Is On The Way?
Yes.
Yeah, I was, hey man, because when I was shooting the videos, I was still where I didn't want to be at. So I was saying it like, man, help is on the way. I felt the energy.
You were trying to manifest that shit.
I was manifesting like, help is on the way, bro. Because I had them nightclubs, my first one, I ain't had no liquor license. So I still got the liquor in there. So it's like, I would get money, but I knew my day was coming. So I'm like, help is on the way. And, hey man, it manifested, bro. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like, that thing just came through for real. So, you know, I believed it.
That's hard.
It's true. You a vegan?
Yeah, I've been vegan about 6 years.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Are you completely vegan, or are you one of them niggas that eat fish and chicken and shit?
Nah, I don't eat no fish, no chicken, no butter, nothing.
What?
Yeah.
Make you feel better?
Yeah.
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 What made you do that?
Wow.
Man, just competitive. Like, I did it, the vegetarian thing first, and I felt this energy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm one of the dudes, like, I try to compete behind closed doors, like, you know, I said, okay. I felt my energy change, everything. I was reading up on it. And I was like, okay, this is going to be one of the things. So when I get by fifth on these folks, I'm still going to be lit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the thought process on stage, I noticed I was able to think quicker.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just, everything changed.
Coming from a small town, though, is that a struggle? Because when I try to take it to some of my family in the country, they be cussing me out. Oh, they be like, you yeah. tripping, you a city nigga.
Well, that was the hard, I like to die. Boy, I had a white girlfriend, but I had to break up with her, and I like to holler. But boy, I about to die. She couldn't cook nothing. I'm talking about, I had to go back to my baby mama. But she was trying to find vegan recipes. She ended up cooking me brownies. Vegan brownies, they still wet after 5 days.
After 5 days, wow.
Yeah, and just, it was hard in the country, so that's when I moved to Atlanta. Mm. So I moved to Atlanta, and then I had found cooks and stuff up here. And then after so long, it's like the dope game. You find the plugs in it. Mm. It take a while to maneuver.
Yeah.
But I caught wind of it.
You eat like slutty vegan, plant based pizzeria, all that.
Yeah. I tore all them up. Yeah. LA, man, the food's so good. That's kind of one of the reasons I went out there. Mm. Besides the business, because it was like an upper echelon of the vegan.
Right.
Yeah.
The food's so good, bro. Like. It was on another level. It's like somebody who smoked weed got some good herb. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know when you got that good herb, you feeling something. You don't care what nobody say. So it's like LA catered to it. So it's like I'm out there just eating.
Bro. You like it's everywhere. Like Atlanta, you got to go search.
Yeah, Atlanta, so everybody don't know how to do it yet. Which I feel like Atlanta going to figure it out because they figure out everything.
They figuring it out, yep.
But that pizza place so darn good. But them the best pizzas. Plant-based, what it is, bro?
Plant-based pizzeria.
What?
Bussing. Yeah, bussing.
So, but and they, you know, but it ain't catered. A lot of places in Atlanta ain't catered to vegans. LA catered to it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, there's a vegan menu almost down there everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with your pops.
Oh, yeah, my pops, man. Like, you know.
And he incarcerated
him? I got him a trucking business because me and him hustled together.
Yeah.
2010 to 2016. True story, bro. Like, this was in the book. They just called me before I came here. My manager them just called me from LA trying to figure out the stuff we put in the book. Can I get in trouble for it? But, man, my pops, bro, we sold dope together from 2010 to 2016. And then 2016, which he was on the run anyway, he got caught. Long story. They beat him. He went to the hospital. They didn't arrest him. I told him to escape from the hospital in 2014. So he was on the run the whole time. But anyway.
That's hard.
2016, I quit January. It was like around this time, like January 6th. I shook his hand. I say, Pops, I'll see you on the other side. I'm going to get too hot now online. I got to quit. Mm-hmm. I went to the Starship to buy some cut one time from Atlanta to buy me a goddamn key of mannitol because I was using mannitol to cut the dough. I get in there. I'm about to buy it. Somebody said, Country Wayne. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, man, you in Starship because of the set store. I'm like, yeah. Like, damn. I said, boy, y'all don't call me. I'm about to buy some condoms, man. He's like, you got all them kids. You ain't using no condoms. Right. But, man, my daddy, the next day, man, the Fed came to my house. And me and my little brother, Prince Tay, thank God to him because I had some work left in the house. And the day before, he was like, bro, you sure you don't want to get rid of all this? So he took it to everybody. Fed searched the house. But they were looking for my daddy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So the day I quit, the next day the feds came to my house. I was on the way to a show in Brownsville, Georgia. And my daddy got locked up that day. No, he turned himself in because he told the feds. I said, y'all at least, you know what I'm saying? When they came to see me, they asked me, I know where he at. I'm like, no, I lied. Mm. But I told daddy, just ask him, man. Just tell him you'll turn yourself in Monday. And they said, well, you turn yourself in. So he came to my show. And he got out this year. And I got him a trucking business. And we here now, you know what I'm saying? So he making six figures, you feel me?
Legit. I like that story.
Shout out to Pops, man.
Yeah, like real story, boy. Yeah. Hey, Pops, you know, he from back in the day, like, he 50-something, so he went when the prices were low in Florida, so he done went through all these generations, so he helped God. He was with me through this journey, like, you know what I'm saying?
He got to be proud of you, like, whole other shit, like, really proud of you.
Yeah, because we really here, and it's so real, we like not to be here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But,
What's your most valuable lesson you done learned so far transitioning, you know what I'm saying, from having to hustle to being legitimate? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the most valuable thing you've learned making that transition?
Man, real talk, bro, you got to own something. Like, don't take them checks. It's just like the dope game, you know. You got to buy your own work, bro.
Yeah.
Like, somebody front it to you, eventually you just going to be broke in the end of this game. So I just learned, like, not just to be famous. Damn, the fame, like, really get that bag for real. I'm talking about that checking account. I'm talking about when you go through that app on your phone, let that be bigger than your mouth.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Facts. Right.
And all that, the other sauce and all that, going to be within the confidence. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because you're going to move, when you know you got it, you're going to move different. If they like, you pull up with a Bentley, right? They be like, damn, you got that Bentley. But even if you don't got that Bentley, which each is on, you can get one if you want. But if you know you can afford that Bentley, they going to be like, well, damn, why so-and-so walking like that? So I just learned to have it for real because it's too much anxiety in the entertainment business to keep faking like you got it.
For sure. For sure.
Now anxiety come with that. And with anxiety comes stress. Because if somebody think you got something you ain't got, man, that's every day you got to wake up to figure out how I'm a fool.
These people again.
Big facts.
And you can see it in people's eyes and it'd be like, man, that's too stressful. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I don't even know how you even living. Like, and the lies get bigger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, we talk about this shit all the time.
Like, I got a daughter named Malia. We call her Malia Lies. She lies so big. Like, some of my kids, she lies small. Malia lies big. Like, I just seen a fish in the toilet. Like, come on. Come on, baby.
That's funny.
Like, man, so I learned this entertainment business, man. Bro, like, get it for real. That's it. And then you...
Because it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You ever have times, though, like struggle when you like fuck this shit? Like,
no,
because
everybody
help
let me
been on the way.
I'm just people don't.
The help been on the way.
The help been on the way the whole time. Like, and for me, I was so low key with it. People let Wayne, the culture just let Wayne be Wayne. They don't look at me as that. They look at me as just Wayne. So it ain't never no pressure on me. It's always he just the guy. So you know it don't. Man, I'm always able to make the real moves. Because ain't no real pressure on me. The culture ain't putting pressure on me because I don't be out there flexing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm able to really take these real moves because the eyes ain't on me unless I want them to be on me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I control that part. You get what I'm saying? So it's like Now, I don't have no moments because I was focused on that for real from day one. Like, man, I got to have it for real, bro, because I can't fake it. I'm too real for that. Right. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, if I ain't got it, I'm like, hey, man, hell. So, like, with this pandemic hit, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm finna be broke in less than a year. Because we can't do no shows. I was real about that. So I was so real about it that I found something real. If I would have been out here faking, like, man, we good, and I know the hell I ain't.
Right.
Man, I was like, hey, boy. I was talking to my agent, like, what, hey, okay. I already see y'all ain't strong as I thought y'all would. So I went online. When I went online, bro, I made, boy, I ran it up so bad this 2020.
That nigga, you putting that shit out every day or some shit, man.
They pay me for every video. Like, it's nobody, and nobody don't even know. Like, it's like it was so much of a blessing. That's how I know people been getting pimped as entertainers, because the money ain't in the shows. The money is your content. So now I'm like, damn, that's
explain that, because it's a lot of content creators out there. Explain that. Just dive into that a little bit. So as give them some game.
It's like the music. It's basically content creators that really, it's like the music business. So I drop a three minute skit. That's like me dropping a song. That skit gonna make money for the rest of his life. So it's like content creators ain't even caught on to it yet. Cause I put everybody on. Like I told Dizzy, and when I called Dizzy, Be Simone, I called everybody at the beginning of this pandemic. I said, bro, it's a gold rush. Let's do these videos. Bro, this the bag right here. They on them shows, you know what I'm saying? But they all, like, Dizzy called me the other night, like, Wayne, I'm finna get on these 3-minute videos. I'm like, boy, I should have been on it, boy.
You mean on Facebook?
And Instagram.
And, okay.
Bro, they pay, they it's like streaming, bro.
Wow.
So that's why everybody, like, you dropping every day.
That's crazy.
I'm not finna drop for free. I was not on Instagram, bro. They hit me up. They hit me up. I've been on Facebook.
All your shit got numbers too, though. Yeah, shit get on number. Like it's 2 minutes,
man.
This year, shit.
This year. And they
man, last year 2020.
Yeah, they emailed me October. It was like the end of October. I was in San Antonio, Texas, and they were like, "You can start on Instagram." So I took all the Facebook videos I had already did numbers with. I was flooding Instagram like 3 or 4 a day, but people ain't know them were old videos. They ain't paying attention. I had a different haircut and everything. They were old videos, but now I flooded all the good ones, and now I just drop one every day. I drop a new one every day, and it's like SoundCloud, and you know, it's a streaming. You know what I'm saying?
Streaming for content creators.
Yeah, and they split it with you. You know what I'm saying? You get 55%, they get 45% of the profit.
Is there ads on them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I said. Where the money come from?
The ads And you get a certain amount of money for the views anyway. If your numbers do, basically they should have been panels, because the social media people really built content, and it ain't got to be comedy. I told everybody, bro, like true story. Like Facebook called me about 2 weeks ago. The lady wanted me to do a press to try to tell people it don't matter if you cooking, bro. You could be porn looker, showing whatever you doing. Man, the internet is at a gold rush. It's like when it's like 1987 when that cocaine was cheap, bro. Like I don't care, man. Online right now, bro, you be a billionaire in 10 years. It's going to be shit, new billionaire in 10 years, because it's like when hip hop started for real. If you caught a hold to it at the beginning of that thing, when Diddy them knew them rules, like, you know, man, that's where the internet at right now. But everybody playing with it, like, man, I'm like, bro, it's free.
Yeah.
I know a dude do hip hop news, bro. 200 racks a month. That's after the split.
200 racks a month just giving you.
Man, there's so many people making money, and it's just like a secret. Nobody don't want to tell nobody.
Yeah,
but I'm like, damn.
All nigga gotta do an upload.
Man, upload. I don't even know, hell. Rappers should be doing skits, because hell, they'll make some more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Jess did some skits together the other day. You know, we used to be together, but I was like, hey, man, we might put all that to the side. Let's get that money. Like, stop playing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, let's get that money, man. Like.
So, speaking of Jess, so what's your current, like, relationship status now? Are you single?
Oh, me?
Is there a Mrs. Wayne? Like, what's going on with that?
I ain't getting back married, none of that. Never again. Why? Man, that's stupid. If anybody married, my bad. I ain't leaning. Shit, I'm staying. Man, I'm free. It ain't meant for me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It ain't meant for me. I can't cut. Man, the same all day? Let's be real. Like, come on, man.
You ain't like no part of it?
What? Marriage?
But yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
What part did you like then?
The part I can get when I want to.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The convenience.
No, I like marriage, you know what I'm saying? It just really, I'm more creative when I'm not married because I don't have to worry about, when it comes to my art, I don't have to worry about another individual. Mm. Like the videos I do.
Yeah, like saying the wrong shit or something like that.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't even be able to do that if I'm with somebody. Mm. With these videos I do with these girls, and I'm able to maneuver like that because I'm really a free artist. Mm. So right now I'm magical right now. Now if I get a girl, I'm gonna have to be like, hey, don't touch me like this in the video, cause when I get home, so that's 15,000 I just missed.
So how does that balance with you? Yeah. You saying you can't do that because of the woman you might be with, but what about kids?
What?
Your kids? Do you ever think about what you do or how you deliver it? Being that you get,
yeah, they making money on them. Yeah.
Okay.
My kid running up a bag. My son taking care of the family. My bill is $60,000 a month for the family. That's how much it costs for my baby mama, my sister, my video with my son.
Yeah.
Pay for that.
I got you.
So everybody with it now.
On it. I like that.
Everybody get this the family business.
Real nigga shit.
This the family business, man.
Get in where you fit in.
Stop playing. Fit in. Because the biggest problem in the black community been poverty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the luxury to sit around and try to, hey man, look, if I'm in a relationship, I'm so real, even if I cheat, like, you go cheat too. Like, I'm real like that. Like, I'm not, if I'm a man, I'm doing it. I can't have you, well, you got to hold it down. Like, I'm so real about it. Like, man, you know it's a dude you've been watching too. Goddamn, go ahead and get that off your mind.
You different.
If it's on your mind, you don't did it anyway.
Yeah.
So if I can't find nobody really on some real, let's be real here.
Yeah.
Man, I can't, cause I'm really real for real. Like, I don't care. And I'm real. So somebody have to be, let's be real. Don't act like, yeah, you stressed out because you ain't ready to knock your pressure off. Because, yeah, if I don't deal with somebody else, like, when I come home, I'm going to be good for 3 months probably. Like, hey, I'm a better person. Now, goddamn Jerome, I know you been, you like the way he walk. Go ahead and knock that off so we can go and get that pressure off our mind. You feel me? But that's going to sound crazy to the norm. They going to judge me like, Wayne, that's, you know what I'm saying? But come on, man. Everybody know, like, don't play with me. I ain't got time. You faking it.
Mm. Real shit from Country deep. Wayne.
Hell yeah, that's deep.
Wayne. Everybody know it. Now, everybody watch my video, because, man, they know they can feel the realness in the person. And people, that's people dream is to be real.
Mm. People dream is to be real.
They want to say on their mind and their heart, but they can't.
Yeah.
Because it's a significant other people. See, I don't care about what people say. I only read my comment. Mm. Every time I drop a video, I go and look at the back door, see how much money I'm making. I don't know how many views. I just found out I was getting over half a million views on each video. Mm. I'm like, damn. I was scrolling down because I look at the back page. I'm like, hey, okay, yeah, that one. So I'm going to drop this kind because this was making the money. Yeah. And then drop this at 9:30. I don't be all that. It be people that I find out because my auntie called me. Cause I wear Jesus popping and all that, but like, how you Jesus popping and you doing all these dope boy skits and all that? I'm like, what, man? I'm like, hold up, bro. Like, I got more people talking about Jesus right now than a lot of people. Mm. Like, I'm for real about Jesus, just cause this my real life. This what I've done.
Yeah.
And they don't even know, like, the dope boy Drip. He about to go to jail Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I got a skit I do with this dope boy named Drip, but it just. Man, I just be me, man. I don't really let that, and everybody can't be it. So that's my advantage, for real. Mm-hmm. Cause they gotta worry about somebody, boy. I ain't got nobody to go home to. Hey, they mad. Baby mama's mad. Hey, man. Hey.
So, bro, what Country Wayne? Let me ask you, bro. Who's that person that you met that just fucked you up? Like your favorite comedian or rapper or athlete or whatever, but you met them and they were like, Country Wayne, they knew who you was, they was a fan of you, and it just fucked you up.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody?
Man, I ain't really care. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I looked up to a lot of people, but, man, I look up to Jesus, bro. Mm. So it's some people that I don't meet that ain't got no name on them. That, you know what I mean? Like, I treat everybody the same, so it wasn't nobody. And that hurt you a lot in the industry, too, because a lot of them expect that when you see them. Mm-hmm. If you don't get them that, they kind of like But I can't fake it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I can't be like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't pull that spirit out and be like, yo. But I was big fans off the rip when I was young. T.I., you know what I'm saying? T.I. was just always one of the ones that had my attention when I was in high school and stuff. And I respect everybody's career. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, I just love people, especially black people. Like, I know everybody. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know you. You feel what I'm saying? I pay attention to the whole culture, and I'm a fan of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know what I mean? But it's like, nobody ain't, it ain't finna be like, man, even if I met Jay-Z, and I respect everything he do, I know me, I'm not going to feel like, and I don't expect nobody to feel like that by me.
Because
we all, man, when you from the country, bro, like, it's something about, it's like you know everybody anyway. It's like everybody, I was telling Jess, I was like, man, it's some people I know that look just like her family, dog. Like, because everybody from the South for real, like no country town. We really all from them.
That's real.
Country town, so everybody kind of feel like your cousin. And,
yeah.
You know, so you saying money don't make it?
It's a nigga that look like Jay-Z and T.I. and all them.
Yeah,
it's
they act
I believe
like,
it. I believe
so
it.
So you kind of be knowing, like, if you don't look like that person, act like this person. So it's like everybody, you kind of feel like you know everybody. So it's like you expected to meet them, kind of. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nobody gave me that. Ain't nobody gave me that. Like, ain't nobody gave me that for real.
That woozy feeling?
Nah, man. I can lie now to make this sound good.
Nah, don't do that.
I won't put this on camera, but I can't lie, man. I don't secondhand smoke this weed with Bank. I'm just, damn it, you banking on the truth over here. I don't even feel like lying.
Yeah. Nah, they're real though.
But I seen everybody. I seen Diddy one time in a vegan restaurant. You know what I mean? But I ain't never really spoke to nobody either. You know what I mean?
So what do you do? But what if somebody start acting too excited to meet you? Like, let's say you get a groupie or some shit.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how you handle that?
Yeah, hey, what's up with it? Hey, how you doing? Yo,
you don't try to calm them down?
I'll be like, how you doing? Like, my demeanor usually calm down because they think they watch them videos and expect me to be that person. You know what I'm saying? But that's the artist. I'm that person attitude, but I'm really laid back. I'm like, hey, what's up? So they be throwed off anyway. Cause like, yeah, you too low energy for they want, hey, they want that all the time. I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? if you wanna take this picture, let's do this.
Yeah.
My regular self. The camera's not on.
I'm Wayne, bro. Like I'm just Wayne. They ain't nothing. I'm everybody's cousin for real. Like, I'm just your cousin, dog. Like, so ain't nothing. This fame stuff and all this industry stuff, man, bro. I don't care. I respect people.
You shoot most of your videos in your hometown, huh?
No, I shoot them in A.
For real?
Everything in A. Me and DJ Southern Bread. You know Southern Bread?
Southern Bread.
That's my dog.
Yeah, I call it Southern Bread. I'm like, bro, I'm going to make you a million. Boy, like, hey, I'm a geek. Cause, you know, I give him 20% of everything.
Oh, that's all
right. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's
all right. So I called Southern Bread up in the pandemic. I'm like, bro. You know what I'm saying? You get the people because I didn't want too many personal relationships with them girls and stuff. So he the one be getting everything and shooting the camera. You know what I'm saying? On the cell phone. You know, and we be in the A. I rent Airbnb. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go to Naples this weekend. I leave tomorrow, but I'm going to shoot 3 videos before I leave. You know what I'm saying? I got 11 of them in my phone unreleased. And they call Bread with ideas. Okay, let's do this video. I come home, how dudes come home after they cheat. How girls, you know what I'm saying? He write it down. He get the people. He be like, who you want in the video? What kind of girl you see? I see this. Pull up the spot. It don't take me nothing but got there. Like, one day I shot 20 videos. You know what I'm saying? So, it just.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Shipping that shit.
Yeah. So, it's like in Atlanta. It's like bagging it up. And you put it out to the world, and it's the gold. It ain't no business like it.
Yeah.
I thought I would get money on the road.
Yeah.
This business, because it's in your phone, like, it's literally grabbing something for 3 minutes and putting it out there, and it's making money. So you really became recession-proof, but I wasn't. Because when that road hit, boy, when that road stopped, boy, and this pandemic hit, boy, listen, we couldn't make no money. We still really can't on the road. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going out on the road now, but it's half, me and Mike else got a show in February, but it's half capacity. So you got to take half your price. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it just ain't same. So it's like, if you ain't digital, like what y'all doing and stuff, this new wave of everything. You got to find a way to get into that online stuff, man.
You feel like you're the best at what you do?
Yeah.
If it came down to like some roasting
I ain't gonna lie, I could get on
comedy roasting shit.
And I won't like do interviews and stuff, cause they gonna find the real me. Like it, roasting comedy get personal.
Yeah,
comedy like you can't beat me in life for real. So I'm gonna say something like, "Hey, who was you before this? I've been at it. I was this guy in kindergarten." So that's gonna hit your feelings off the real. And I'm the best when it comes to this. Like I always, man, I know it. You know when you, and
you ever got in some roasting shit online? What's up?
Like, man, nobody ever, don't play with me like
they
that.
Don't play with you like that. Okay.
Like, how can they roast? Like,
right?
This some player stuff, man. Yeah. Like, you better watch your girl, bro. Like this some for real. Like everybody know who everybody is when you look a person in the eye. Mm-hmm. I don't have no problem. I don't play like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna roast. I'm not even finna play like that. Mm-hmm. They tried to roast one time. We was at a comedy club, man. I got out of there. Cause I was like, man, I'm gonna be like, everybody here broke. You feel I'm say something like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, you might be famous, but you ain't got it. Mm. And then, so it's like, I stay out of those conversations. Cause I don't play like that, man. I'm 33 years old, man. I ain't got time to be roasting.
Yeah.
Man, they ain't. Bro, I'm not. I want a comedian. I'm not giving y'all hip hop community a free show. That
right,
y'all
pay me for what I do. I feel you.
So you'll do it like on some Versus shit. They make comedian like on some Versus shit. You'll do it.
Yeah, they pay me for it. Yes. If I get paid for a Versus, and we get on there and roast, but I don't even know how to really. I don't even know how you can really do that with comedy. You feel what I'm saying? roast online like that. You know what I'm saying? I do it though, like, yeah. I can roast and all that, but you know, stand up, everything the truth. All them skits easy. I don't even edit. Them ain't no edit the videos.
Was you that guy in high school that used to drown the hell out
of it? Yeah. Man, listen. Wow, boy, listen here, boy. Yeah, I was dangerous. And they stopped or drunk. They wouldn't even let me join in high school because I had to get personal. Because I was always up, like. I was always up, and I'm gonna make sure.
What you used to get personal about? You used to talk about like disabled babies or some shit.
Oh no, now I ain't finna do that. I ain't want no comedians. That's why I do clean comedy. I don't call out the obvious. Like something that God put on you that you can't control.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I ain't finna do that. But like in high school, like man, I was in a country town, so I was the only one of me. So they couldn't say nothing. Yeah, I had a crime big on 12th grade. I had a hit everybody girl. And I used to say that.
Yeah.
We was at a lunch table one day. True story, they at a lunch table and they was talking about something. Cause I had fought one time and a dude hit me in the face with some sticks. So I had scratches on my face. Mm. And they were like, man, Wayne, man, you got that ain't street you get hit with some face. I said, y'all talking about that ain't gangster, little dog. You come, he got you in the face. I told all of them at the table, I said, listen, man, I don't hit your girl, and I'm about to hit your girl. Everybody ooh! So it's like, they all sitting there like, so I go like that. So now we just joining, and that ain't the point. It's going to be something that in life I'm working on that going to hit you that you ain't working on.
You ever hit a nigga with your mama joke?
Huh? Nah. I don't play that. I don't do them kind. I don't got to do that. I'm going to hit you right where we stand, right here.
Okay. Say less.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, it's going to be fair and it's going to be facts. So it ain't going to be those.
Fair and facts.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just the real side of me wants, I respect all that shit, right? But the fan in me want to see you get into it with somebody someday just to see what the result will be. Just want to see it.
When I was on Shaver, I got into it with the whole damn internet who had something to say about me and Jess situation. You know what I'm saying? The first video I put up, hey, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. I don't care. Let that sizzle in your spirit. Y'all people ain't finna tell me da 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 da, but the internet left me alone. And they started bothering Jess and my ex-wife. Because when you don't care, it's hard to join on you.
Right. That's real.
Like, what? Yeah. It ain't no feelings. I ain't got no emotions. ain't no emotion in my body.
Mm.
Real shit.
So what you gonna say? Like, I don't care, man. And the vibe you gonna get off me, you gonna be like, man, this boring.
Right, it ain't working.
Yeah, it ain't working.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Next.
Yeah.
But if it come up to it and people watching, man, I do it for the culture. Like, we have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Any comedian, you know what I'm saying?
You ever had a fucked up stand-up night? Like, just doing stand-up?
Nah, not really.
Mm.
I don't have some moments that were slower than others. That I'm about to get slow. But not really. Except for one time now. I went to Tuskegee when I first started.
Shout out to Tuskegee. I went to school there.
Yeah, and they had the keys. You know, they had the keys when they throw keys. It's homecoming.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I ain't worried about that. So then before I got on stage, they were like, man, they threw keys at Young Thug last night. And the dude just walked off. I'm like, God damn, Young Thug. Mm-hmm. Got one of my, like his music.
Mm-hmm.
So they throw key. I say, damn, they ain't like rap music. What they gonna say when I get out here? Got these damn jokes, man. But I went out there, but and I'm telling them a joke. But it was one dude who threw the keys. He was about to start it, but I got on him, started joining him. But yeah. But I was hoping, boy, don't throw no more keys up here.
Country Rain,
they throw
shit
like
show,
real
man.
Keys.
They throw real keys, boy.
Country Rain at the shit show would be dope.
I mean, damn, sure needed to come host. We'll talk about it.
I be seeing that. I be seeing y'all, man. The shit show and all that. I see all that.
We need you to come guest host 1 week, man. 1 month. What we doing?
Hey, man. I ain't got it.
You ain't got it, did you? Why you say that?
They ain't going to throw no shit at you,
bro. They ain't going to throw no damn teddy bear.
It ain't on that type shit with the host, bro. It's on that shit with the...
With the artist.
With the guest. You going to be hosting.
Yeah, it's like the Apollo.
Who the artist you had out there, bro? I be watching you, bro.
Huh?
That boy was riding too. The one, the artist.
He talking about Trap Commander.
Yeah, he going crazy.
Yeah, he got the energy.
He killed that shit though.
Yeah, he got that energy.
Nah, but get what? Even if you don't, just come out though.
Oh yeah, I'll pull up. I'll pull up one day.
Pull up and check it out.
Yeah, I like to pull up. Just, you know what I'm saying.
27th, if you're in town on the Wednesday.
All right. Yeah, I pull up. Ain't no problem.
What you want to say to the streets, man, before you slide? What you want to say to that person that was in the same situation you was in the streets, trying to get it, had a dream to do something else, but they, like we always say, they might not see that light at the end of the tunnel. Yep. What country way you want to say
to them? I ain't going to tell you to quit because I ain't feeding you.
Mm.
But I'm just going to tell you, man, change your intentions. You know what I'm saying? God know if you're really doing it for your family, he going to get you out. But if you're doing it for anything else, it ain't gonna end well. So just change your attentions in what you're doing, and God will figure out the rest.
And understand that help
big
is
facts.
On the way.
Yeah, help is on the way for sure.
That's what it is,
big
man.
Facts, King.
Much continued success to you, like, Country Wayne. Salute.
Y'all be blessed.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody follow him on the ground. What else? The last, 2021? Give us a little rundown of what we can expect from Country Wayne,
man,
so we can support you.
Man, 2021, we got the book coming out, man. We got the movies. I got a movie called That's Her. That I wrote and everything.
Okay.
Producer, executive producing. And one called Haunted House on the Hill. Those two movies. And
you said Haunted House on the Hill?
Yeah.
It's going to be a horror?
Yeah, it's going to be a horror.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we doing a lot of that. So Country Wayne, you know, I'm going to keep dropping content every day. And the book, and the movies. And, hey, man, that God's will be done. You feel me? Yeah.
Sure.
No more babies though, eh? So if you out there, plan B's are amazing.
But if you keep doing what it takes to make babies, you're gonna keep having babies, my brother.
Yeah, leave them where they're at, I'm telling you. Child support is serious.
That's what it is. Big shouts out to Country Wayne pulling up to Big Facts, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.